Hey everybody, welcome to Tuesday Manna. I'm excited to get into God's Word with you guys, and once again, will you join me as we pray? Lord, we want to thank you, God, for this day, and we ask that you would speak to us. We know that you want to speak to us, and so pray that our eyes and our ears and our hearts and our minds would be open to receive from you. So we thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, Christmas is gone. And we're welcoming the new year into our lives. And just today I'm calling this the humble Messiah, because as we celebrated Christmas and the birth of Christ, it's still a good reminder going into this year that Jesus is the humble Messiah. He was brought into this world in such a humble way, and it's a great reminder for us to start this new year off with a humble heart and knowing that God, his main focus, his primary focus is our heart, not the external things, but the heart. And so just a good recap of what Christmas is, and just to show us that, man, let's go into this year humble hearted. So Matthew 13:55. Is not this the carpenter's son? Is this not his mother Mary, and are his brothers James, Joseph, and Simon, and Judas? So as Jesus is teaching and just showing all, you know, the wisdom and the miracles and stuff, people were shocked that this is Joseph's son, the carpenter's son. You see, Jesus wasn't brought into this world in the world standards of royalty and wealth or anything like that. Joseph, he was chosen. And though he was a carpenter, he was chosen to be the family bearer of the Messiah. And people were shocked back then, and people still are shocked today. That mindset and that culture are still alive and booming today, that we have to meet a certain standard in society, that we have to look a certain way, dress a certain way, have so much money in the bank, have this career in the world to be considered important. But as we know, with God, that's not the case. He chose a carpenter's legacy, basically, to bring the Messiah into the world. Wow. So going into this new year, that we would think about that we would remember that we just celebrated Christmas, and it was brought in humble means through humble ways. Another good story or good reminder about the humbleness of the Messiah is Luke 1:26-38. And in the sixth month, the angel of Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you." So when the angel came to Mary, you know, she's just Mary. She's just plain Jane, teenage, young lady. She was really nothing considered in society. Well, she wasn't extremely wealthy. She wasn't famous in the community, none of that. It was just Mary, just Joseph and Mary through humble means, and especially through a teenage girl. And it's so important that we realize that God is consistently using humble methods to bring the Messiah into the world. And it's a great reminder for me going into this new year that I remember that I should have a humble heart, that if the King of Kings and the creator of the universe was brought into this world, and Joseph, you know, was that carpenter legacy, and Mary, just a plain Jane teenage mom. Wow, that's a great reminder for me that I should be humble, that I should ask God to work on my heart and not let these external things eat away at my heart, and not to place my identity in external things, right? Because like I said, God's primary focus is our heart. So she was just a teenage mother, Joseph, a humble carpenter. And in Luke 2:6-7, and while they were there, the time came for her to give birth, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger because there was no place for him in the inn. Again, humble means born in a manger. You know, I think about it and it's like, wow, the King of Kings, you know, is born in a manger. not even in the end. And that's a great reminder for me that, like, it's about the heart, right? It's not about what possessions we have. He wasn't born in a golden throne. He wasn't born in a castle. He was born not even in the inn, in the stable of the inn. And it's, again, a good reminder for us going into the new year that there was no room for him in the inn, right? You know, when God comes to us and he wants to make himself known to us or have us grow with him, is your heart full of other things? Is your heart full of external things where we say there's no room for you here in this inn? And in my heart, you know, go to the stable. I want to be a person who's humble-hearted and knows that these things, external things, really don't matter. It's about my heart, the stable of my heart. Is there room for Christ in my heart? And that's a question we should ask ourselves. And I love just thinking about how God uses the humble things of the world, the foolish things of the world, to confound the wise, as his word says. And Luke 2:8-20 says this: "And in the same region there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, 'Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. And for unto you this day in the city of David a Savior is born, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger.' And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those whom he is pleased.' When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, 'Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known unto us.'" So if that's not humble, I don't know what is. God is born. Jesus, the Savior of the world, the Messiah, is born into this world. And who were the first to know? Who did the heavenly host decide to show first? Is it the rulers of the nation? Is it the wealthiest people in the nation? Is it the higher class in the nation? No, it's the shepherds. The shepherds. They come to the shepherds and say, "A great thing has happened this day." Again, it's about our hearts. It's not really about the things, the external things in this world. So as we go on to this new year and we celebrate this new year, that we would remember the Christmas celebration of the humbleness of it, that we would take that spirit, that mindset with us into the new year and ask God to help us to keep our hearts humble, right? The first to know were shepherds. I just think that story is amazing. And, you know, we have our tradition for New Year's is we love to celebrate with our family, just my wife and I and our two daughters. What we'll do is around 10 o'clock, we'll make a bunch of ice cream sundaes and have those things stacked up high with syrups and toppings. And I mean, just a lot of cool stuff, a lot of sugar rush, because we want to stay up to midnight, right? And our kids love that. Midnight comes, we pop a bunch of fireworks and we pray and we thank God for the new year. And of course, our dinner is pupusas, which is a Salvadorian dish, because my wife is Salvadorian. And so that's our Christmas tradition. And it's a big reminder for us to just to thank God and to be humbled by his grace, to be humbled by his love for us. And a reminder that God chose the humble things in this world to bring the Messiah. So as you go into the new year, may that be a big thing for you. May humbleness be a word for you this year. Because it's going to be my word for this year is humble. So thank you guys for listening and a good reminder, be humble this year. All right. God bless you guys. We'll see you next time.